These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending September 25th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said Thursday that an attacker gained access and copied data from an unnamed federal agency. The attacker used compromised Microsoft 365 accounts to view help desk email attachments, which let them find domain administrator accounts and credentials for the agency's PulseSecure VPN. They also accessed the Active Directory to modify settings and study the internal network. CISA's Einstein Intrusion Detection System detected the attackers. Facebook's head of global affairs and former UK Liberal Democratic Party leader Nick Clegg told the Financial Times that Facebook is prepared to, quote, restrict the circulation of content on and after Election Day in the United States. Clegg said there are some break glass options available to use if there really is an extremely chaotic and, worse still, violent set of circumstances, in his words. He did not give details, but in Sri Lanka and Myanmar, the company reduced the reach of content from rule breakers and limited the distribution of sensationalist borderline content. A source said Facebook has studied 70 different potential scenarios. High-stakes decisions will be made by a team of executives, including Clegg, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, and final decision-maker Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook has set up an election operations center to monitor activity. Mozilla announced it's spinning out its open-source IoT platform, WebThings, into an independent project under community ownership. WebThings evolved from Mozilla's 2018 Project Things and creates common IoT standards around privacy, security, and interoperability. Mozilla previously canceled plans to bring consumer-focused WebThings devices to market in February. The move comes after major restructuring at Mozilla, which saw more than 250 layoffs, with the company also shuttering services like Firefox Send and Firefox Notes. The Verge confirmed that torrent files containing the source code of Windows XP and Windows Server 2003 were published on several file-sharing sites this week. It's not clear how much source code is included in the leak, although one expert confirmed Microsoft NetMeeting user certificate root signing keys were included. Earlier this year, a leak of the original Xbox and Windows NT 3.5 source code appeared online as well. Finally, after a temporary suspension on paid extensions this year due to fraudulent transactions, Google has announced that over the next several months, paid Chrome extensions will cease to be available. Developers haven't been able to submit new paid extensions since March, and the free trial option offered by the Chrome Web Store will also go away on December 1st. Devs who still want to monetize their extensions must migrate to both another payment processor and a new licensing API. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.